As the Advent candle is lit, let's pray together the prayer in the bulletin. We praise you, O God, for this circle of light that marks our days of preparation for Christ's Advent.
As you like, the kiss of our Lord Jesus Christ, the love of God, and the communion of the Holy Spirit be with you all.
And of his coming, give to all people of the world knowledge of your salvation. Through Jesus Christ, our Savior and Lord, who lives and reigns with you in the Holy Spirit, one God, now and forever.
Amen.
The first reading is from Malachi. See, I am sending my messenger to prepare the way before me, and the Lord whom you seek will suddenly come to his temple, the messenger of the covenant in whom you delight. Indeed, he is coming, says the Lord of hosts. But who can endure the day of his coming, and who can stand when he appears? For he is like a refiner's fire and like a fuller's soap. He will sit as a refiner and purifier of silver, and he will purify the descendants of Levi and refine them like gold and silver until they present offerings to the Lord in righteousness. Then the offering of Judah and Jerusalem will be pleasing to the Lord, as in the days of old, as in former years. Word of God, word of life. The second reading is from Philippians. I thank my God every time I remember you, constantly praying with joy in every one of my prayers for all of you, because of your sharing in the gospel from the first day until now. I am confident of this, that the one who began a good work among you will bring it to completion by the day of Jesus Christ. It is right for me to think this way about all of you, because you hold me in your heart, for all of you share in God's grace with me, both in my imprisonment and in the defense and confirmation of the gospel. For God is my witness, how I long for all of you with the compassion of Jesus Christ. And this is my prayer, that your love may overflow more and more with knowledge and full insight to help you to determine what is best, so that in the day of Christ you may be pure and blameless, having produced the harvest of righteousness that comes through Jesus Christ for the glory and praise of God. Word of life, word of God.
Holy Gospel according to Luke.
Glory to you, O Lord.
In the 15th year of the reign of the Emperor Tiberius, when Pontius Pilate was governor of Judea, and Herod was ruler of Galilee, and his brother Philip, ruler of the region of Itiara and Trachonitis, and Licinius, ruler of Abilene, during the high priesthood of Annas and Caiaphas, the word of God came to John, son of Zechariah, in the wilderness. He went into all the region around the Jordan, proclaiming a baptism of repentance for the forgiveness of sins. As it is written in the words of the book of the prophet Isaiah, the voice of one crying out in the wilderness, prepare the way of the Lord, make his path straight. Every valley shall be filled, and every mountain and hill shall be made low. And the crooked shall be made straight, and the rough ways made smooth, and all flesh shall see the salvation of God. The Gospel of the Lord.
Praise to you, O Christ.
Advent 2 is always about John the Baptist, the main figure of this preparing and waiting season. But Luke makes sure that we know that this main figure is really just a weirdo in the wilderness, a nobody in a nowhere place doing something that would hardly be considered an historical event. Luke opens this story with a good dose of history. He wants to anchor the events that he describes in the larger political and historical scene of the world. Now, most other historians would probably think Luke is crazy. Is this event really historically significant? John the Baptist is an itinerant preacher doing his ministry out in the wilderness, a place where nobody goes, at least by choice. And the events that Luke describes would hardly count as an event at all to other historians. So why is John the Baptist here among Luke's list of who's who in ancient Palestine? Well, according to Luke, John, this nobody by historical accounts, just happens to be the one to whom the word of the Lord came. John, not the emperor, not the governor, not the rulers, not the high priests of the day, but the word of the Lord came to John. God chose a nobody for God to prepare the way for God's own son to come among us. Luke really wants us to get this point. God regularly chooses people whom the world seems as insignificant to do marvelous things. God regularly chooses people whom the world sees as insignificant to do marvelous things. There's John the Baptist, this weirdo in the wilderness. There's Mary, an unwed teenage mom. The no-account shepherds at the very bottom of the economic ladder, who are the audience for the heavenly choir of angels. Again and again, Luke points out that God chooses people the world could easily ignore to participate in God's world-changing, world-saving activity. Doesn't our world need changing and saving right now? So I'm wondering, I would guess that most of us sitting here right now, this morning, don't feel like we hold any particularly important positions that would get us listed on the who's who, the most important people of the year. Anybody? And yet, we are the very ones that God is eager to use to do wonderful things. We are the very ones that are invited to be on God's road construction crew, making the paths straight, filling in the valleys, leveling and smoothing out the rough ways. We are the very ones who are invited to make life's way easier for all of God's people, for all flesh to see the salvation of our God. This Advent Sunday calls us to courage. Take a look at the front of your bulletin, the second week of that poster of Advent. So joy and courage. We need courage to act on that message. Courage to acknowledge that we don't have to be celebrities or rulers or rich or powerful to be used by God. God is eager to use our talents and our abilities and the gifts that we have, that God has already given us, to change the world, even if that seems like very small ways that are, of course, not small to those who receive those gifts. Not small at all for those who can walk safely the paths that we have made straight and smooth. God is at work in our relationships, in our jobs, in our family, in our civic life, God is at work in each one of us to make this world more trustworthy, more hopeful, to make this world more safe and good. God gives us the courage to believe that we can act on that belief, that we can do something. We are called to be historians in the way that Luke was. We're called to remind each other that God is at work in and through our lives for the sake of the world that God loves so much. How might God be using you today to care for this world, to be on this road construction crew? There were a lot of comments last week on social media that were directed toward the people who said that they were praying for the victims of the San Bernardino shootings. The social media was awash with comments like, don't pray, do something. Pope Francis made a comment, and I have to agree with him on this. He said, he was talking about hungry people, but I think we can apply it, extend it to victims of shootings as well. Francis said, you pray for the hungry, then you feed them. That's how prayer works. You pray, then you do something. That's how prayer works. God is using each one of us to be prayers and then doers for the good of his beloved world. We don't have to think that we are responsible for everything. But as the baptized children of God, we are called to be responsible for something. God has the habit of using ordinary people to do extraordinary things. Listen again to the beginning of this passage from Luke's gospel. This is today's version. In the 15th year of the 21st century, when Barack Obama was president of the United States, and Jerry Brown was governor of California, and Kevin Faulkner, mayor of San Diego, and Elizabeth Eaton, the presiding bishop of the ELCA, and Murray Fink, bishop of the Pacifica Synod, the word of the Lord came to St. Peter's by the sea. God is here now in our lives and at work in our activities. Each one of us has the potential to be the local John the Baptist, a nobody to whom the word of the Lord came, through whom God is preparing the way for the coming of Christ, so that all people might see and receive God's salvation. God is using you. Prepare the way. Make the road smooth for others. Tear down the barriers that don't permit people to come to the Lord. What good news this is. Not only does God come in Christ Jesus for us, but God uses us to care for the world. So hear this good news and take courage. God doesn't only call us to hear this word, but God has already given us the gifts and the talents that we need in order to put that word of God into action. Take courage. You are on God's construction crew, and you're in great company. You don't have to do anything by yourself. You belong to this powerful people of God, baptized Christians who stand around the font and around the table, who take courage in making the way smooth, preparing the way of the Lord. Take courage, be prayers, be doers. Amen.